Welcome to the Rosetta Health Podcast Series. A recently published Black Book report shows that 70% of hospitals say that data from outside providers is missing from their system's workflows. In addition, 41% of hospital administrators are still finding challenges exchanging electronic health record information with other providers overall. Today, we're speaking with Buff Kolchagoff, CEO of Rosetta Health, who's going to discuss this report, as well as how Rosetta Health's new offerings could be a viable solution to this problem. And Buff, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Matt.
Sure. Thanks for joining us. And let's start at the top and tell us about this new Black Book report. And I guess let's cut to the chase. Are you surprised by some of the data that it uncovers?
Yeah, I was surprised by some of the extent of some of the numbers, but in general, I think health data connectivity is not surprising in that meaningful use was like a starting point, but it wasn't the ending point. Maybe people thought it was going to be the ending point, but it was sort of a jump start. And now we're looking out there and saying, well, you know, where are the gaps? Where are the holes? Where do we got to, you know, make this, you know, make some changes or fill in some areas to make real connectivity occur?
Interesting. Does this play into why this is such an ongoing problem for health providers? Is this kind of the core nugget of it?
Well, I can tell you personally, because we helped some of these vendors get ready for meaningful use, that, you know, there was a lot to get in a short time frame. And nobody had the perfect crystal ball to be able to see everything that was going to occur. So, you know, the good news is information is flowing. People are using electronic health records, and there's a lot of connections out there. That doesn't help the individual that's trying to do something when they're having connectivity problems. You know, for that physician's practice out there that's having trouble connecting to who they want to have, or for population health that really need to see the picture across, you know, a wide geographic area, those are still can be issues. And so that's an area that people are still seeing problems.
Interesting. And speaking of problems, let's talk about solutions and tell us about Rosetta Health's new Access Everywhere offering as a potential solution.
Yeah, we're really excited about this because, I mean, this is where we hear the problems, right? We hear communities trying to be able to do what makes sense for healthcare and managed care and being blocked in certain things. So we've started this initiative called Access Everywhere that we're kicking off that really fills in all the gaps, right? So, yeah. Skilled nursing facilities were not part of meaningful use. So some of them aren't connected up. Well, let's connect them up. You know, some of the amazing thing from this Black Book report for some people is there's not a lot of information flowing back into the hospitals from ambulatory settings. Let's get that information flowing back. You know, let's make it easy for people to connect. That's probably one of the early lessons that people figured out is that we figured out how to do some things in meaningful use, but maybe the workflow wasn't done well. We got to integrate that in the workflow. Physicians have enough problems and care managers have enough things going on. They really need the data that they want when they need to make these decisions, when they're trying to figure this out. And our solution is a suite of products that fills in all those gaps and allows people with your existing systems to be able to really connect everywhere where there's care.
That's great. You know, in many ways, you answer my next question, which is why is the community a key target for this offering? But perhaps I'll just switch that up a little bit. And let's expound a little bit more on the need in the community setting, if you will, for this type of solution.
Well, there's... you know, community is in some way an evolving concept in healthcare. We've had, you know, payers or insurers that have had certain things. We've had health systems, which is ownership stake in a number of facilities. And now what you're seeing is some combination or hybrid of those being mixed together, where there really is, usually geographically located, a community, but it may involve a hospital or a number of hospitals, along with some primary care, orthopedics, skilled nursing facilities, even some other sort of like rehab facilities, adult living facilities, having all of that together, home health care, having all that together and really saying, we form ourselves as a community and we want to be able to have, regardless of what our vendors have offered, we want to be able to communicate health records. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to message to each other. We want to be able to do the work and have the clinical data available when clinical decisions are made. And so I really see community as the center of it, right? Rather than coming down. I mean, CMS is trying to do a great job with what they're trying to do, but really it starts with community, which is this is where the care is being provided. This is where people are trying to manage and coordinate things. Let's make their lives easy and let's do this at a reasonable offering, right? Which, you know, not everybody has multi-million dollar budgets.
Right, exactly. Great insights there. Let's shift gears real quick and let's talk about HIMSS 2017. It's coming up next week. Rosetta Health is going to be there. Tell us about, what are you guys going to be doing at the show?
We're going to be talking to people. I mean, we're mission-driven. We believe that health data should be ubiquitous. And there's a lot of roadblocks, but I think in some way it's easy to get jaundiced towards some of this. It doesn't require a lot of infrastructure. It doesn't require a lot of money. It doesn't require a lot of time. It doesn't require 6 months to get these things hooked up. One of our services is you get hooked up to any exchange network in 30 days or less. We believe that now is the time to get connected up. There are solutions out there, cloud-based solutions. I'm happy to talk to people about it. And we want people to know, you don't have to wait for the next big thing. Sometimes people wait. FHIR is a great, if anybody know about FHIR, it's a new protocol that's out there. It's a great service, but you can do a lot with what you have right now. You really can get the information around. And that's what we're going to be talking to people about at HIMSS.
That's great. You know, Buff, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. Anything else to add today before we sign off?
No, just thanks for the opportunity to speak this, and happy to talk to people and find solutions to their problems. I think that's the core of everything. I think you can solve a lot of things over a cup of coffee and some smart people talking together, and hopefully we get to do that at HIMSS.
That's great. What a perfect way to end this podcast. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Rosetta Health podcast interview with Buff Kolchagoff, the CEO of Rosetta Health, who's kind enough to share some insights on the recent Black Book report that came out, as well as he shared some insights on some new offerings from Rosetta Health that will be introduced at the upcoming HIMSS conference. And Buff, as always, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Matt.